Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. We were off for the past week. Hope everyone had a nice Easter, Passover. So I hope everyone had a nice holiday. So we're back to discussing the show, and you can find us on the blog at divaofdaysofourlives.com. We're on Facebook at Diva of Days of Our Lives. There's also a fan page under the Diva, Carrie Messner. And we're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And you can find us at Blog Talk Radio, where we have all our shows up every week, and all our interviews are there. And we're on our 290th show.
Wow.
So, yeah, 290th. So, and that's not counting.
That's just our weekly.
The interview.
Yeah, that's not including.
That's our weekly. Wow. Yeah, I guess, yeah, we've been kind of keeping track of that a little bit, so, and then that's not counting all our interviews, so hopefully we'll keep it going as long as Days keeps it keeps it going. So that's what we're hoping
we
for,
hope
and so far so
long
good
time. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
that yeah
we hope
so,
Days keeps
and,
going for a long time.
Yes, that's what we're hoping. Yeah. And my co-host tonight is Anna.
Hello.
And you can find you at
Coffee Hooch.
Yeah, and I'm Marianne. You can find me at Mama. Yeah, and you can find me at Mama _ Hooch. And Carrie's the Diva at the Diva of Dole. And let's see, and our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. I don't know what they're up to tonight, but mm-hmm. they're welcome to call in anytime. And you can also find follow at Teo Panglis. He's always hilarious and humorous in his tweets. And also you can find at Lauren Coslow, follow her, because together they're Condre, and
oh yes,
they were absolutely amazing on Monday's show and on Friday's show.
I love
them. So the best, and Jen said in the chat room, that was it was the highlight of the week, the best part of the week.
Oh,
was,
yes. Oh yes.
Condre, yes.
I could watch them every single day. I love them together. They're uh-huh. so funny, and there's that chemistry, but they're also like just funny. I'm watching, you know, two of our favorite actors together in the same scenes. That's like
uh-huh.
a dream come true.
Oh yes, they said. So did you want to talk a little bit about it? I don't know. You said you ended up.
Let's see.
You watched
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, I did. My viewing was sporadic the last couple weeks,
yeah.
as usual.
But
if we could
start with the best.
Since we didn't have Easter, we didn't have a podcast Easter weekend,
right.
I'll go back
right.
to that Friday before.
Friday. And there was other good Kate scenes, too, but yeah, but Kate and Andre, yeah, so.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Technical difficulties there. So they got, oh, I know. Kate was,
mm-hmm.
She ran into Gabriella or Gabby, and, you know, she's
mm-hmm.
been meddling in their thing because she knows that Gabby
yes.
loves Chad
Gabby
and
fan.
That Chad loves Gabby. And
mm-hmm.
so, and Gabby, by the way, looks fabulous, as does Kate. And anyway, so they have some scenes and she's like, you know, Chabby, we call him Chad and Abigail. They were going to be renewing their vows and having a vow ceremony. And while Kate and Gabby were talking in the court in town square, there's Chad in the offing. And so she says, you've got to go over there and tell him that you know you still love him. And she's like,
mm-hmm.
I know, but I don't want to ruin their marriage. And, you know, and so she's like, you have to go tell him now that you still love him. You know, because Kate knows that they're
yeah.
in love, you know.
Yeah, and I have to admit, Gabby is trying to do the right thing from the way she was
yeah.
before. Like, we're trying
right.
to break up,
right.
and she has been very, yeah, she has kind of, like, doing the, you know, the good girl
and
thing,
trying,
and she's kind of
she's been
changed.
Trying, yeah.
Yes.
And she's been
yeah.
trying, instead of trying to be like, she and Dario could have really just, you know, wreaked havoc on those
mm-hmm.
two, but instead, you know, she's tried to go out with Eli and sort of be his friend
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But anyway, so let's see. So, so they're getting, you know, they're getting ready to have a ceremony, and so Kate's kind of goading her into, you know, you've got to go do that. And then Chad takes off. She goes, well, now Kate's like, well, now I guess I'm going to have to chase him down. And she's like, no, no, you know, Gabby's like, I can't do it. I just can't,
mm-hmm.
you know, because she cares about both of them. She cares. I mean, Abigail is her best friend and all that. So then, let's see. So it's like, oh, well, you lose, you snooze, you lose, but Kate still knows that Gabby loves him. And Kate kind of views Chad as like her son. You know, we've talked about it before, but, you know, she was.
Yeah.
She
and they did say that
under
this week,
wing.
You know.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
and they did. She did say.
And Chad did say something
out.
About, yeah, you're like my mother.
But,
you're like a mother to me, but, you know.
Yeah.
But you're still butting into my business. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like her other kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We want Kate
uh-huh.
to get have her own life, like with Andre or something, rather than be meddling
right.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We got away from that for a long time. It seems like lately that's the way Higley's scripts were writing her, was kind of the meddling mom again or whatever. But anyway, so she and Andre mm-hmm. are at odds with this, though, because Andre, and you might want to talk about the scenes he had with Abigail, but
Abigail,
you know,
oh,
that
they
comes
were
a
so
little bit
sweet.
Later.
Yes.
Yeah, but they were really good.
Yeah,
and
that was on Friday.
Oh, was it
yeah.
on last week or this week? Last Friday.
It was. I think it was on Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, because
anyway,
he was
so...
on Friday with her. Yeah, and then Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I get them mixed up, but.
I know, me too. I've kind of lost track. But anyway, so basically, so Andre is team Chabby, and Kate is team,
mm-hmm.
What is the other one?
Gabby.
Oh, let's see. Chabby.
Chabby and
Gabby.
Well,
I don't know what they call them.
I don't know
them.
What they call them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, the Gabby.
Yeah, because nothing makes sense. Yeah, just
yeah,
Chad. I guess
I
Gabby
know.
And Chad, I guess.
Yeah, there
yeah.
you go. So anyway, so that's kind of how things line up. So Andre and Kate are each sort of in opposing corners for that, but they're still frenemies, and they're still kind of, you know, they're still sort of together and kind of on the Demira, on Team Demira, but they each think
mm-hmm.
they know what's best for Chad. And so,
right.
And of course, you know, Andre has great affection for Abby.
For
Abigail.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Because he helped her in that whole
he
scheme.
He helped her
he
and
got
all
close
and they,
to her.
And he, and
like
even, didn't he make some statement? Didn't he say something like, I thought he said something to
oh.
Abigail, like, you made me feel, or he, something like.
You changed my life, or you
yeah.
changed my life, or your my heart, or something. And he put his
yeah.
hand to his heart. He says,
yes,
you're a big, or you
yes,
made a big change
yes.
in my life, or you made a difference, you know. So that was so sweet. He can be so sweet and caring when he wants
yes.
and, you know, and
mm-hmm.
kind of nasty and, like, really rude when he wants to be. But
yeah.
That's coming
yeah.
up later with Kate. But, yeah, but he was so sweet with Abigail, trying to convince her where she kept telling him, like, she was kind of telling Andre she wanted to walk away, more or less,
uh-huh.
you know, that she thinks. That yeah. you know that yeah, they should be together, and he kept trying to convince her otherwise, and so. But yeah, there was those were the some
yeah.
sweet scenes between them. So.
Yeah.
So and we're seeing a little bit
and
of Andre's heart every time he's with Abigail. So.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. And that
mm-hmm.
girl's really kind of grown on me. And
oh, yeah, she's good. She's different than Kate Manzi, but she's you know
yeah
kind of made
yeah,
of her
so
own
hard.
A little
I mean,
different.
Yeah. Uh
huh.
Mm-hmm. And so, let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, so Kate and Andre go to they have this, like, they're going to have the vow ceremony at the mansion. And,
mm-hmm.
so they just had some really witty, like, little, you know, they were kind of arguing with each other over, you know, who should be with Chad kind of thing. And then, you know, Andre's like, it was just like kind of cute the way he pulled Kate to his side. Oh, and Kate too, you know, kind of like trying to make, she's on my team, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but like at one point it was like the way he grabbed her hip and like pulled it close to him. It was just so cute.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can probably,
yeah, he's like taking control.
Yeah. And then at one point during the vow ceremony, or part of the vow ceremony, you've got Andre and Kate sitting together on the couch, and then Jennifer is sitting in the chair, and then the end chair there, and then JJ is standing, I think, next to her. And they said, you know, we're bringing the Demiras and the Hortons together again. So we'd like you guys to join hands. And so Kate won't pick up her hand to join hands with Jennifer. And of course, you know, Lucas, who's her son, is Jennifer's half brother. And so Jennifer and Kate have their own issues because she cheated with her dad, you know, to have Lucas. So they've got their own history there. And so neither one of them wanted to like really hold hands. Andre leans over to her and says, he was holding her left hand and she was supposed to put her right hand out to Jennifer. And leans in and he says something like, if you want to have the use of your hand, you better reach out the other one with you better hold hands with the other one or something like that. Like he had a death grip on her hand or something. It's just cute. It's almost hard to describe, but they're just really funny. And so Kate's like, okay. So she begrudgingly holds hands with Jennifer too. And so they're all sitting there joined hand in hand. And then, you know, Chad and Abigail go off on their, you know, almost vows, saying these lovely flowery words to each other. And then, at some point Abigail says, could everyone leave the room for a minute? I need some time alone with my husband. And Kate pops up, sure, no problem. And she's like she's looking at Audrey.
She's hoping
they're going to not go through with it. Yeah, like it's just like a competition. A little bit of a competition there.
It is kind of like a competition.
Yeah, and then do you want to take it from there with the Kate and Andre, like what happened after that?
Oh yes, yeah, and you can help me too. Yeah, everybody gives them their space and they head off to the Horton Town Square and they sit down and they're having a couple of martinis, and they're sitting there and he's like just ragging on Kate. Well, first she was saying, like Abigail is not, or Gabby is the one for Chad, and he was saying, oh, he was getting down on Gabby. About, you know, because she killed Mick and she's just, you know, she's needy and whatever and all this and different things. Then he started ragging on Kate and calling her. He brought up her old prostitution days and called her a narcissist, just being really nasty. And when he called her that, it was kind of like the last straw. Do you remember what actually made her throw the drink in his face? Do you remember exactly what he said? Because you watched it sooner than me,
he said something about, well, you were a prostitute and a narcissist or something. I mean, somehow he
and it was kind of right at that moment she took the drink, and I mean, she just, it went all over him, kind of. He jumped and he jumps up, pulls her up, brings her in and just lays a kiss on her, and then she just turns around and she just let him have it. I mean, big old smack. So I just love that, the thrown drink, the kiss, the slap.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, you know, he's holding his hand, and then they sit back down and they kind of like, did you see how they kind of made up a little bit? Did kind of apologize. I just love it. This is Andre. He says, he apologizes. Oh, I apologize for calling you a prostitute. He said, women do get angry. Don't be called out of there. Oh, you.
And she looks at him like kind of coy, like with her eyes, like her eyes are like, she doesn't gives him the side eye, and she says, "Well, what about the narcissist?" And he goes, "Oh no, yeah. I meant that."
What? He says, "Oh, I meant that."
Oh,
and it's like, I was going to say, Kate, are you going to slap him again?
Oh, and when he he said something like he didn't want to waste another drink or something like that. Or he was, when he was apologizing,
yeah, I wouldn't waste a drink.
Like, well, I just didn't want to waste another drink, you know. So, like, instead, I just grabbed you and tried to kiss you. And she said something like, well, I'll go get you one or something. And then he said, oh, great. He said, could you give me an ice pack while you're at it or something like that? Because she really socked him pretty hard. So anyway, it was, you had to be there, but it was.
You have
not
to
really
be there. I mean, we could talk about it.
But there,
yeah,
there,
you have to
yeah,
see
but
them.
There, if you haven't, if you're listening to this and you haven't seen it, you have to go back and watch these things because they're funny. I mean, I think they're more funny almost than anything. And at the end, you know,
oh, they're
Kate
funny. They're hilarious.
Like, Kate was kind of like, well, she eats her two olive martini. She says, well, she goes, I suppose we don't have many other friends here in Salem. So, like in other words, they're kind of like the outsiders, and they're like on team outsider together kind of thing. So, I don't know. I just found those scenes delightful. I don't know if Jen, I can't see the chat room from here, but I don't know if Jen's saying anything in the chat room. But
She's on the line. I mean,
great.
We can bring her on.
Sure.
Yeah, I can bring her on, and then Bobby's going to be, I'll bring him on a little bit after that, and then he's going to tell us about his trip to North Carolina
event.
After we talk a little bit of the show. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll bring Jen, see what she thinks. Hi, Jen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jen.
Hi. So you liked Kate and Andre, too?
Oh, I love them.
Weren't they like the best? I could watch them every day. Like I could just make like half the show that them.
They could do the whole show and I would be ecstatic.
Okay. You're right. I take that back.
Oh yeah, they could do so much with them. Make them like they could be a good power couple, you know, in Salem. There's so much that they could do with all their different connections, and there's so much potential there that I hope they don't drop the ball on this one. And finally put them together more.
I hope so.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. Let's
just,
what
Jen,
oh, so
Jen. Oh, Jen. Don't you just love how they put those little looks into each other with each other and the little nuances that they do? Aren't they like hilarious?
Yeah, it's like two great seasoned actors who can make anything watchable.
Yes. Absolutely.
But oh
they
yeah.
They both have that ability. Yeah. They both have that special ability to improve any scene that they're in with anybody. Like that any scene partner, you know, even if they're in a scene with one of the newer kids or something that are younger kids that maybe aren't as experienced like in the past or something, you know, they always manage to elevate
that
the
child.
Quality of the scene. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Teo did on General Hospital with that little Spencer kid.
Yes.
Oh yeah, there's absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So anyway.
We're hoping to see more of them, so hope Days knows what they have.
Andre.
You know.
Oh yes.
Yeah. And you know, hopefully with these new writers
stunning. They look stunning as well, by the way. Kate's purple dress was amazing. And
Andre in his blue suit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. Yes.
Nice.
In his blue suit. Oh, and in speaking of them two together, they are, with the Emmys coming up, they are presenting for the technical.
Awesome.
Which is a different night. I think it's Friday night. It's not the Emmys on Sunday, but it's that special technical show, I guess.
Stream,
but they're,
yeah.
I know
they
were announced as presenters together.
Yeah.
So.
Streaming
it.
I don't know if they're doing the technical ones or not, but I know the Emmys are being streamed, think on Facebook or something. Yeah, and that's on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if the technical ones are. They're not presenters on the Emmy ones, although they should be presenters on the regular Emmy ones.
Yes, they should.
Yes.
Nominee.
And from what I understand, there's not too many Days people that are presenters or on there. I think I heard Billy and Marcy. Yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's what I had heard.
Huh.
Yeah. So anyway, so they have the Emmys. The Emmys are coming up on Sunday for anybody that wants to watch it. So
I'll be there.
Yeah. So So, speaking of Abby and Chad, what does everyone think of? Are you Team Abby or Team Chad? Can you see? At the beginning, I remember I told you like how I was upset. Like, come on, like Abigail, you know he only gave you part and he threw the other to
yeah,
Gabby. Like he should have. Mm-hmm. But then now she's getting a little bit too. I don't know. She's doing the same thing to him again, and I feel really bad for Chad now.
I know.
I'm thinking he's heart-wrenching.
And
he's
then, you know,
really, I'll
happen.
Tell you what, Billy Flynn is doing excellent. I mean, he's like tearing your, you know, his heart's being teared out. And it's like she could tear. It's like she's doing the same thing to him again. And I can, and this was like back in high school, the whole thing. And I guess she wants all of him. And, yeah, I can see her point. But still, he's trying. He's going to take him time.
He's
not giving him a chance.
Thing.
Yeah. Yes. And so is Gabby. So I don't know. It's almost like she's pushing him too. I mean, I know she wants them, you know, be together, but and I have to admit now I kind of like Dario and Abby more than Gabby and Chad.
I'm kind of conflicted because I really like the new Eli guy, and I think he's adorable with Gabby. So I don't know.
He is.
Yeah. You do or you don't, Jen?
I like Eli.
Yeah, me too. I think he's.
I do too.
I have to say, the last few new characters they brought in. I mean, that Trip kid, the one.
I like him too.
He's really a good actor, and well cast. I think for a he's much
perfect
more
cast.
As we've discussed before. He's much more like Patch than
Joey is.
Joey.
Oh, Joe. I don't know where they found Joey.
Lord. If he wins the Young Actor Award, we're in trouble.
Trouble. I don't even know how he got nominated for one thing. But
anyway,
Maybe they
only had four people under the age of 25. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
No, that's mean. I shouldn't say that, but it's kind of true.
No, that's okay.
But we're not hating. It's just, it's like the kids had some like great material. Well, some of the stories kind of sucked, but he's had more screen time than practically anybody else, and I haven't seen a lot of growth. I mean, like, at least with JJ, Casey, he really, boy,
you see,
he,
yeah, you
he
see
really
a change
up.
In him.
Yeah.
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 So,
he's
anyway,
gotten, he
whatever.
Definitely
you
got
know,
better.
Not everybody's meant to grow that way, I guess.
And,
but,
So I don't know. I feel really bad
but
for Chad.
I don't
Chad.
Know.
Like,
they've got some kind of good. Yeah. They've got some kind of good setups there for. It's like okay for some drama.
Right.
It's like okay, well, Chad be mourning Abigail, and meanwhile, Gabby grows closer to Eli. So when Chad's finally ready to embrace her again, then it's like she's got mixed feelings. Then, and then you got the whole. You know, I guess there's the angle with Lonnie, which she's, for whatever reason, I don't know. It never seems to go anywhere. But,
I don't care for
you know,
Lonnie.
The Lonnie thing between JJ and Eli, maybe. And then there's, but I just really like that Eli. I think he's a great, really good actor, and I just immediately liked him. And speaking of which, I know we're getting off track, but the scenes with him and Julie were really cute, too. And every time he said, I'll have to show Gabby, she's like, stay away from her.
Did not Gabby hold her own to Julie? Oh, I loved
she
it.
She did.
She just gave it right back. Because Julie can be what Julie is. And I knew she was faking it. Doug knew she was faking it. Hope kind of knew she was fake. I mean, they knew how she is.
Think
and
I
she,
saw
you know.
That. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Doug called her out on it. And he said, are you sure you just weren't doing that so Gabby would look bad? Yeah, he kind of, like, especially after Valerie came back and said that she didn't have a heart attack. But, those were good scenes. Good scenes for, like, Susan and you know, Camilla. So Camilla's really gotten very good.
I really have grown to love her.
From the time she
first
started.
I liked her before, but she's
you know
good.
What? In the beginning, I thought the material, because when she was on One Life to Live, she played a good wacko.
Who did?
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Camilla.
She was awesome.
Wait, who did, Jen?
Camilla.
Camilla was on One Life to Live?
Camilla.
didn't know that.
Yeah, she actually played A. Martinez's daughter on One Life to Live.
Oh, my gosh. Just like on Days of
Oh, gosh. Really?
I had no idea.
Yeah, because I don't watch that. So, yeah. Oh, that's
cool.
Oh, that's
funny.
Different. That's good.
She was a good show.
Yeah, she's really good. And, you know, when we interviewed her at Day of Days, I remember I was very impressed
mm-hmm.
with her. She was saying how she
yeah.
actually took, like, parenting classes and child development class because she knew she was playing a mom and she wanted to relate to Ariana, the little girls that play Ariana, and she makes a point of spending time with them off, you know, like
mm-hmm.
before they're doing their scenes and like probably while they're on set to really like, you know, bond with them. So, because you can tell in some of the scenes, you're like, yeah, she's doing kind of that mom thing. You know, you can tell it's very authentic and you can tell the girls really love her, you know. So I think, you know, I just was very impressed that someone that young at the time would be so, like, interested in wanting to make her character authentic that she would take class like that, you know, just for that purpose. So very impressed. And I don't know, is it just me or, I mean, I've always thought she was stunning, but are they doing some styling differently on her? Because, I mean, I've just noticed
her hair
like,
looked different. They styled
yeah,
her hair a little different.
I mean, I didn't
and the way
think
she dresses,
she could possibly be more pretty, be prettier.
She's beautiful.
And this week she was
yeah.
just gorgeous. So anyway,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, I agree.
Jen? Hello, is Jen there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, did it?
Okay.
Did that
yeah.
come across too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay, all right. So
okay.
I didn't
oh,
see
and...
much of the show. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, Drake Hogeston is back. John and Marlena got together.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He's back. So they kind of Paul kind of set that up, and they met in a motel room, and she was there, and they had sex, but we didn't see it. I made a comment on my thing. I was gonna say, well, we saw Theo and Sierra have sex, and honestly, I would much rather seen John and Marlena.
Wait, what?
Being a longtime John
and
Marlena fan.
And Claire, right?
Wait, Theo.
Oh, Claire.
And
I'm sorry.
Sierra?
Did I say Sierra? I'm
oh,
sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
Theo and.
You mean Theo
yeah.
and Claire?
I would have rather seen Theo and Sierra have sex, but
yeah.
not Theo and Claire.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So,
I can't believe they actually.
You know, they all
that,
said
though.
We want to see the young couple. We want to see the young couple. No, I don't want to see the young couple.
No.
I want to see. But anyway.
Yeah.
But that's.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Drake's back. So he's back for I don't know how long he's back, but anyway. And then yeah, Theo and Claire. Finally did it. And then we have Wyatt, who has a boss that's feeding him all this stuff about Sierra, because he knows everything about Sierra, and they're just, you know. So I thinking it's Theo, or did I hear the spoiler that it's Theo that was trying to get her hooked up? I don't know. Did you hear anything like that, Jen?
I'm wondering if it's Claire who's doing it.
Or is it Claire? It's somebody, yes. I thought one could be Claire, yeah, because she wants to get her away from Theo.
Yeah, and they made Theo doesn't like Wyatt.
Yeah. So, but that's interesting. So, and then we have Jade, Kayla kind of set up Jade with the pills.
Yeah.
Renewed her prescription, but put placebos in. And she went out the door, and then caught her ready to take a handful of pills. And so Joey knows about this now, and more or less Joey's kicking her out. Doesn't want to told her he's done with her, doesn't want anything to do with her. And then she kind of made friends with Tripp, and Tripp's more or less asked, there's an apartment in the same building. So he's more or less asking her to move in with him.
Oh,
now, they might make a nice couple. I kind of like this new girl. She's pretty good as Jade. You know, she's not as good as the other one, but she's good.
I haven't invested a lot yet in her. I was kind of not sure
mm-hmm.
if she was going to be around.
She's not bad. But yeah.
So
I don't know where all that.
With her. Poor
well,
Kayla
probably.
Thought she was going to be rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
And we have the whole Steve, and you know, he found out all about Ava. You know, can still and he's still he oh he got drunk. And confronted Roman, not knowing who Roman was.
Thought
it was the guy that run the bar. He just thought it was the guy that run the bar, and he kind of more or less threw him in jail.
Yeah, Roman throwing people in.
I said, Roma got to do some police work again. He really didn't retire, you know.
Oh, he's funny.
Still, you know, taking guys down. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the good thing about Salem is one week you can be the commissioner, the next week you can be the mayor, and then you can be the commissioner again,
yes.
And you can be retired from being the commissioner, and then you can suddenly be the commissioner again. It's really kind of
and
cool
can,
how this
And you can tend bar and run a pub.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can
do
also
anything.
Be the chief of surgery or the chief resident or whatever, or chief of staff at the hospital.
Chief of
and
staff.
And also tend the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Right.
So that's the amazing thing about Salem. It's a wonderful place.
You can scare your niece's boyfriend.
What's that?
What's that?
You can scare your niece's boyfriend.
Oh, still your niece's boyfriend. Yeah.
No, scare him.
Oh.
Scare him. Oh,
yeah. Scare her. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He did that last week. He compared him to Dama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, only in Salem, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So let's see. Before we bring Bobby on. The Brady and Nicole saga with Scooter and Hillary.
Oh, that Scooter guy.
I have to admit, Nicole was a little smart. She's pretty smart when she's going to, you know, because Scooter's been pressuring her, you know, to have sex with her, like locker room Lolita.
Uh-huh.
So what she does is she kind of encourages Hillary to go to the motel and gets the porn thing and gets the little cheerleader outfit. And so she kind of sets those two up. And then, but Brady thinks that Cole was, you know, so he walks in on Hillary and Scooter. But anyway, so they're all nice and happy now. So now they're not a threat.
Oh,
he promises he's not going to say anything. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I saw where Brady walked in on him, but I figured that's what must have happened, that Nicole had set that up.
Set that up, yes. So, but now do you hear who's coming back to threaten them? Xander. Xander is coming back.
Dear.
Deimos, and
he
shoots Brady, I think I saw in the previews.
Oh, dear.
He shoots Brady.
Brady's got Daniel's heart. I mean, it's like, he can't take much more. I'm wondering, you know, these are the things I wonder about at night when I have nothing else to wonder about. I wonder about how Brady can take, do you take like lots of extra anti-organ rejection medicine with him on the road when he took off with Nicole?
I don't know,
or,
but now he's getting shot. So I don't know how this is going to do with this, but. Yeah.
Oh, did you guys?
I don't know.
Did you guys catch it when they were trying to come up with new names? And he said, "Oh, I don't know, like maybe I don't know, Jennifer or Lisa. You know, Lisa's his wife in real life." I thought that was cute.
Okay.
I know
I
know they said that to like as a shout out to her. I thought that was cute.
Okay.
Well, good, because that Scooter thing was creeping me out and getting on my last nerve.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, just be done with this soon, you know, whatever you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of a little bit of a twist. That was kind of a good idea.
Yeah, I like that. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go back and watch that because I didn't see the part.
Yeah. And we kind of see Eric and Jen getting a little close. Eric's giving Abigail advice and Jennifer advice, and so he's been on a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Adrian was on a little bit with Lucas this week.
I heard that didn't they?
Yeah, Steve came to tell her about Trip. So he, you know, so Adrian knows about Trip now, and then Lucas, you know, came to see her, and it was just it was just like one little scene or something with him, and that was probably about it with him. So
I love this too.
Yeah. Anything else I was going to – I know Bobby's been is on the line. And they were in North Carolina.
Charlotte?
I don't know how many days people were there. So, he was at the event. So he wanted to tell us about
bring him
it.
On.
So,
I think that's
this is Bobby.
Okay.
Bobby?
I'm actually calling from Charlotte.
Hey.
Actually, I'm calling from Charlotte. I'm actually calling from Charlotte. And I'm at a quiet location.
Oh, you are?
Because I don't want somebody watching TV in my room, so I'll just keep it short and sweet.
You're still there. Okay.
Yeah. I'll be gone tomorrow. But
okay.
I had fun today, and I done a lot, took a lot selfies with the stars, got autographs. I gave some suggestions to Eric about possibly rehiring Jennifer Landon, but this time in a Nicole recast, because I think that she'll be perfect for that role. I mean, I know she might be a little bit younger than Ari, but I think she'll be perfect for the Nicole recast.
And who was that again, Bobby?
Eric, as far as if you want to keep Brady and Nicole together, I figured just rehire Jennifer Landon for that role.
Jennifer Landon?
She's playing the cop.
Oh, she was
Hillary,
I knew she looked familiar. So she's like Landon's daughter that used to be on another soap.
She went
you know what? I kept thinking, where did I see her at?
I was doing that, too. I couldn't see her.
I was like, who does she look like, and where have I seen her? Okay.
She was on as one of the attorneys and won 3 Emmys for that role of Glenn.
Oh, okay.
So, right. And I also suggested Stephen, if they're looking for a new Joey, they should hire Brian Craig if he wins his Emmy next week. And if Ron Smart, they will look into that. But I have found that I took some selfies, gave gifts and everything else to everybody, but I really enjoyed myself.
Oh, yeah. That's good. So who all did you get to meet then?
Okay, but let me go. I just thought I would just give you a brief update on that. And hopefully, and I'll just play catch up this week, but I just thought I would just give you that update. But I had fun. I did a listening battle with Nalia, and everything's fine. I just tweeted several pictures out, so I'll just definitely do that on Facebook.
Some pictures.
Facebook right now. So let me go, and you have a good night.
Okay, thanks for calling, Bobby.
Oh, right, thanks, Bobby. Have fun.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, yeah, I guess he would be there.
I had no idea. It's so funny. I did not know that's who that was, but I kept looking at her like, she's really good.
Yes.
And I thought, she really should be a regular on the show somehow. And I thought, she looks familiar, but I had no idea. And then I remember, I mean, didn't she, like, win an Emmy or was nominated for an Emmy back on, like, As the World Turns or one of those shows?
Yeah, I think that's what
Dying
he said.
Tide or...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Cool. I'm glad he mentioned that because I kept thinking, where have I seen her before?
I know. Okay. Isn't it just like one of those weird things like, okay, she sounds familiar. I know I've seen her before. She looks familiar.
Uh-huh.
What does she look like? Yeah. So now
she's really good. And she's really good. You can tell she's not just getting her start she's really good.
Huh.
So, I'm glad.
So
I'm
sounds like he's
that.
Having fun and ready to go back to work.
Doing.
He didn't really say who was there, but I'm thinking I think Eric's there, and Galen, and Nadia, and I think Stephen Nichols maybe, and Brian DiTillo, I think. I saw some other pictures from other people. I think Sabina's there. I think I saw a picture. I think that's where I saw it. So, but I'm not sure who else.
Well, maybe we can hear some more next weekend. Yeah, maybe we'll hear get some more updates next weekend from Bobby and whoever else might have gone. Cool. Mm-hmm. It's Sabina. Maybe she'll call in. Awesome. That's cool. It's always nice to hear about the events and stuff. So, let's see.
So, anything else? Let's see. I don't know what's coming up with,
Marcy Miller. Marcy Miller did used to look beautiful in those scenes with the wedding vow thing. And I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Dario.
I mean, they made her look so plain at first, but then when she's all,
beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What's sad is the Dario is just so in love with her, and I was like, and she's right. I mean, I wish she'd give Chad more time in some ways, but then on the other hand, like she was saying, he deserves it to be with who he loves, and she deserves to be loved, and she deserves to have that too, you know. So anyway, I mean, I'm sure there's still going to be much drama ensuing.
Here's how she rationalized it. She said, "Oh, I thought you went to me first because you really loved me, and you went, but no, you only went to me first because you knew Gabby would catch that. You have that connection, and you knew Gabby would catch that, you know." So I was like, well, I don't know if she's thinking like that, but that was her reasoning. Like, the, you just knew that she would, you know, they have that connection, and they'll always be connected that way.
I think that's what hit her, was that they had a history together and more of a connection than she realized.
Then she writes that it went off a lot deeper than she, you know, realized. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think that's her worry, that he may never get over her through the course of their, you know, of their marriage, and he'll, you know, always have feelings for Gabby, and she just couldn't do that. But he kept telling her, well, he's not going to go back to Gabby. He says, I'm not going to run out of here and go back to, you know, to Gabby. I'm going to stay here and, like, fight for you.
And they're all have a baby, you know, they have a baby together and all. And she said, well, I don't want you to be with me just because of Thomas, you know. But it's like she's pushing him away.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a good story, I guess, because –
It is. It's,
I mean,
there's good points
on
both sides.
I kind of like all the different angles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And there's Gabby, where a lot of girls would move right on in, thinking, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's,
mm-hmm.
she's no,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't want to break them up. She, you know, she mm-hmm. thinks it's wrong. And then there's Dario, who he's being a very gentleman, too. He's kind of like stepping back as a friend and giving Abigail her space, and he's kind of not moving in right away.
Yeah,
and that's kind of like unsoap-like in a way.
Yeah.
It's like, but yeah.
Which
you
means it's destined for disaster, right?
Yep. So, I don't know. So it's all going to implode, I'm sure. So
Jen, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Who do you... Are you not interested in either pairing or option, or B, a Chabby or a, what do they call Gabby and Chad?
Ooh, I don't know.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Chabby with an ABI versus Chabby with a BBY. I don't know.
Exactly, yeah.
I just like Chad.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you just like Chad.
I like Chad.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he's good. He's really,
he's
really very natural.
Emotional.
Very
he's good in his emotional scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we're hearing, Marianne, is that Jen likes the idea of Chad and Jen.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Chen.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Nah.
I
take so, Eric.
Eric Martsoff or Eric Brady?
Eric Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Brady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. I used to think that Jen and Jen on TV, Jen Horton and, or whatever, Devereaux or whatever they, I guess it's Jen Devereaux, and Eric it would be kind of boring, but I really kind of like them. They fit well together.
Yeah,
I like them. What do you think his ulterior motive is with wanting to help Chloe get to Holly? Do you think he's really more trying to get to Nicole because he wants Nicole back and he knows that Brady's on the run with her? And that's his brother. But, like, why would he
I don't think he wants
Chloe?
Nicole back.
Do you think he wants, he just wants them to share custody, basically?
Yeah, he wants them Nicole to come back with the baby and be, them to make amends. Right. Like, for Chloe to stop being such a bitch that she is.
Mm-hmm.
And
like,
even shared custody, or, like, get to see the baby, or let her keep, you know what I mean, but not to be like how she's being.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he has – I don't take it that he has interest in Nicole because I don't know. if they'd ever go there before. But that's my own opinion, you know. But there's always that possibility.
I just was wondering. I didn't know if I'd missed, you know, a nuance there.
I still think he has feelings for Jennifer, though. I
think
he does.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's what got him back to Salem, really.
Did you hear what Jennifer said about Chloe? Who in reality aren't too close?
Wait, what?
Jen said Chloe in reality aren't very friendly.
Cute. Like, because Chloe is like, and she's in her own world.
Oh, that's funny. That's a nice way of putting it, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, let's see.
And there was no Daniels at all this week. He used to be on almost every day, but he hasn't been on at all. I guess more like next week when, because he, you know, he brings Xander back to create problems. So.
Did you guys hear who's coming back?
Who else?
Who?
Sammy.
Sammy, that's right. I can't believe that was at the top of our list.
And I have it written down here, too. And it's like
thank
a completely...
Thank you for missing that.
Yes,
oh, my goodness. How could we not? Thank you, Jen.
Sammy's back. Of course, then there's rumors. Is EJ coming back? But would there be a new EJ? Or who would play EJ?
I saw on the message boards, it might be Tyler Christopher.
Oh,
I thought I saw something. Because his name's been popping up all over the place.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I don't know.
That would make for an interesting story.
He could pull that off.
I don't know.
Do you think he could pull that off? No.
Yeah.
He's a totally different, do you think? Of course, now I'm thinking of him as Nicholas. So,
I like Tyler. I like Tyler Christopher, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I guess he, yeah, I don't know.
So,
we'll have to see.
I'm assuming he wouldn't have the British accent, though. That would be a little weird.
But he'd have to get a British accent, then. Like, which he could probably do, I'm sure.
Well, that's really... Wouldn't that be interesting, too? Because Andre and, you know, it's like Nicholas Cassadine and Victor Cassadine.
Yes, because that was his uncle, right? Yeah, related on
the
General Hospital.
The Cassadine Damiras. That would be funny. But like
that would be fun.
I just saw a blurb about Sammy or Allie coming back, but you know how she's come back before, and it's just been for a few. What are you guys hearing about in terms of
2 months?
I heard
for 2 months. Oh,
yeah, temporary for 2 months. Yeah,
cool. Oh,
2 months.
That's cool.
Yeah,
but see that.
But still,
cool. I mean, you know, it's like this. I mean, I understand if she doesn't
want
to do it
for
full time. You know, but it's nice to have her. I love having her back, and I hope if that happens, wouldn't you just love to have?
I can't wait to see Andre
Kate
and Sammy.
And then Cammy.
Yes, and
Cammy was like some of my favorite things ever.
Yeah.
So
and would they be
like
enemies or frenemies again?
Frenemies,
you know, how would
or
the,
what?
Would they,
yeah.
Oh,
that sounds delicious. So, hey, if
Sammy and Andre don't get along either, so
nope,
that would be fun. That would be fun to see.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wonder if they would be. Will they? Would they be? Let me ask you.
Their brother.
Is she dumping off her?
Yeah.
Is she is she dumping off her newly sore ass teenage children and then leaving again? Or what?
Yeah, that's another thing. Are we going to see Johnny and Sydney as older in their preteen or young teen? I don't know where they'll.
What
can't make them too much older. They can't be too much older than Sierra.
Yeah. I want Allie to be with her dad.
Oh, and Allie? Yeah. Oh, see, I forgot about poor Allie. Yeah,
Allie.
Allie.
Poor Allie
yeah.
Poor Allie was always overshadowed by her brother, and so on.
Oh, I just saw
on
Facebook that the Johnny twins, they turned 12 the other day or somewhere.
Wow.
They're 12 already. I'm there.
Wow.
Jeez. I remember they were three or four.
Like they were older than they seemed when they were on the show, but I just remember how they used to.
They played younger.
Yeah. But it's like they used, even when they were real tiny, how they used to take over. Yeah, they'd be like, "So, Dad, how was work today?" like that wasn't in the script. Yeah, like it's like they and they'd be like, oh, well, great, thanks for asking. And you could tell they were like,
not in the script. But I have to admit, with EJ coming back, I will miss James Scott because he is EJ, and I know he'll probably not come back.
Who knows if that's what they're doing, or maybe it'll be a totally different character or something.
Yeah.
If Tavis is the first coming back or coming on, but that's very interesting though. Well, and I wonder too, because since Ron wrote for GH, you know,
exactly. Of course. Now that makes sense.
I don't have a problem with some of the GH people coming over maybe, but I just don't want our Days people being overshadowed. You know, that could be a good addition, Tyler Christopher, but like, I don't, you know, and I don't.
Yeah. Stop bringing on. Yeah.
Or like if he started bringing back.
They could bring in Buchanan back
or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bring him back as a Dimera brother that he was supposed to have been like, wasn't he supposed to be part of the Dimera family?
That was probably one of the most disappointing things I've ever seen in my life on
Day
Time.
They didn't do
by him. I mean, no, because they had his cane was supposed to have the Dimera thing on him and they cut that out and just different things.
Right.
Like,
they changed
he's
everything.
Totally supposed to be a Dimera. And they totally ruined it. So I will never completely let that go. But anyway, okay, moving back to the current day show. That should be very interesting.
And I saw something else on that Jason 47 website. He said one of four people that used to be on Dallas is going to be coming to Days, and you were supposed to get with one. It was Patrick Duffy, Donna Mills, Morgan Fairchild, or Joan Collins.
Oh,
so which one of those four would come?
Oh, Patrick Duffy.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
As a regular character, I don't know
who. That would be amazing.
Or what character. So I don't know.
Oh, my.
I was thinking, I don't know, would Donna Mills come back? Now, Donna Mills was on GH. She was on GH as the one that
Mills
put up with.
Was on Dallas. Was she? I mean, she was
wasn't
on the
she
spinoff, Knott's Landing.
She was on a spinoff. Yeah, I guess.
She was on Knott's
Landing.
Wasn't she
on the spinoff of Dallas?
Dallas.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she wasn't on Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Not that I ever recall. Anyway. And I was one of those weird people who watched.
Or veteran, but those were the four he said that were supposed to come.
Oh,
so.
Interesting. I hope it's Patrick Duffy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Patrick Duffy as Bill Horton?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Could be.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. That could be an interesting triangle for Kate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
there's
gosh.
So many triangles for Kate.
They have the gray Dimera or the guy in the white hat, you know. That would be amazing. Holy cow, Jen, you are brilliant. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
That would be awesome. You should never have done that to me. But it would be kind of fun to see two men fighting over Kate. That would be fun.
So
but,
Bill's not all squeaky clean either.
Oh, that's true. No, I mean, he did father a child while he was married.
And he raped his wife. His brother's
wife.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, that was the whole.
Men. Yeah, two gray men.
Now they would never
Patrick,
do that nowadays, they did back then.
That would be an interesting development. But anyway, so however that works, I definitely hope. I mean, I just enjoyed Condre so much. But you know, the thing is that's cool is whatever. It's like I just want them to have good story and have longevity. So if they have some plot twists and everything. Great, you know, but I just don't want him to be, you know, I want him to be more front and center, but we probably, you know, it's like can't get everything we want. But I do hope, what do you guys think with the new write with Ron? I know with Sherry Anderson and Ryan Kwan, they both have known the show for all these years. And, of course, we don't even have to say what contributions Sherry's mentioned. I mean, she's amazing and was so integral to the whole, you know, 80s success of the show and still influences the show today. And now she's back as a writer. But what do you think? Because you guys both know Ron's writing better than I do. Do you think? I'm thinking we're going to get some comedy. Well, maybe
definitely.
I'm hoping maybe
it will definitely be comedy.
And I'm hoping that they let Condre have some of that, because we can see how good they are. And
we can
just
see
even
some
think
of
about,
it. Yeah.
Think about Tammy. Mm-hmm. Think about with Kate and Sammy and Andre. I mean, those three. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I cannot
imagine. Too.
What's that?
K-Man too.
Oh yeah. I mean, so yeah. There's so many. Oh, I'm getting excited. Ooh.
Yeah.
So much fun. It's like, I don't know. It's like I've been so hit and miss lately with being able to watch, and now I'm kind of like, ooh, I want to see all the Condre I can see, and I mean, you know, I'm really renewing my love for Days again, I guess, but.
Yeah.
Not that I ever didn't love it.
The new
stuff
should be coming up soon, right?
Yeah.
The actual stuff was the new. Right?
Yeah, they
Friday?
Say July.
Went July.
Oh, July.
Yeah.
Oh, July.
Yeah, but
July.
Sherry,
yeah, still a while. Yeah.
Sherry's starting a couple weeks early, though.
Well,
yeah,
and I know
some of her stuff's already been on.
We saw one of Sherry's scripts on. Actually, aired on my birthday. I was watching. The reason why I remember it is because I was watching it a few days, like at the end of the week or the weekend, and I looked at the credits and I saw Sherry Anderson wrote the script, and then I realized it was that date. So I was like, oh my gosh, on my birthday, we get the first Sherry Anderson.
But she was writing with Higley back in
She was already on as a script writer, which was really interesting. We had no idea about that.
That was a big secret. Yeah.
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 Yeah, our little inside sources didn't leak any of that.
No, they didn't.
So those little stinkers.
Yeah, so they're pretty. Yeah.
No, I'm just teasing.
Surprising. Keep a secret, you know.
Yeah.
Some secrets.
No.
Anyway.
Nah. I was just floored. I was like, I had to rewind. I was like, what? Sherry Anderson wrote that script. Mm-hmm. And what? I think so. I keep looking at the script, the shows now to see which ones she's done and stuff. But I don't know if anyone else has, any others have aired of hers yet. But anyway, so I'm just trying to, you know how we always. I know, Jen, do you ever find yourself like bracing for, oh gosh, what are they going to do when they change writers and stuff? You're kind of like, oh dear, you know, it's kind of a stressful.
Who's
going to
get screwed?
Feeling.
Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little worried about that with Ron too, because he screwed over a couple of my faves on One Life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but from what I've heard, he does like the vets though, right?
Yeah, he does like some vets.
What I don't understand is I stopped watching the day. I mean, and I really got into General Hospital there for a while when Ian came back, and then
yeah,
the last
I've gotten away from
I
it too.
I think the last episode I saw was after Teo's last episode aired, or something around that time. I was like, okay, I'm done, you know, because then both he and then I think because I was kind of tired of. All they were giving Ian was he was bringing, at least at that point, he was just bringing Fanola coffee, you know, and I'm like, dang it, they are so underusing that man. So I just kind of pulled away from the show. I got frustrated with GH, but that's the only thing I worry about is like, not the only thing, but I have many worries, but I just worry that, I'm just hoping that since Sherry and Ryan both have a long history with the show and know the characters and everything. I'm just hoping that they can fill in the gaps for Ron. I mean, I think he sounds like a great, you know, head writer. I'm not, you know, I think he'll be good, but I just hope that they can fill in some of those gaps and say, well, here's, you know, people really love XYZ and, well, you know, hey, you should really be considering, you know, Kate and Andre and this or that, or, you know, some of our favorites, you know, I just don't want them to get lost in all the transition of all that. But anyway, so, you know, I guess we all understandably, whenever there's change, we all kind of get nervous thinking, oh dear, but then we have to remember that sometimes what they changed from was sucking. So, you know, I guess I feel like right now the Condre stuff is heating up and becoming more fun and stuff, and I just thought, oh, I wasn't paying attention,
but I think I have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Is that Angela?
Hi, Dan. It is. It's Angela.
Oh, hi, Angela.
Hey,
how
are
you? I was just talking away, and I didn't notice you were there. Okay.
That's
let
okay.
Get you
I didn't get the call. I didn't get the call right on time. I still haven't
That's
gotten
okay.
accustomed to not being on Eastern time.
I just wanted to get you on. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I was listening.
Have you been watching, or?
I have been. So I watched it several times this week, actually. One day was really bad, and I think I wrote something on Twitter about it, really. please hurry, Ron.
Yeah.
Because it was a bad episode that they ran. It was,
yeah, some of them were. Mm-hmm.
But not all of them. And but I've been reading what you guys have been reading, I guess, about the potential of Tyler Christopher. I've just heard just a variety of things. I've heard he's moving here to Nashville. That's been quite, you know, spoken about here in Nashville, that this, that's where they're moving their business. But now I have also heard, like you said, that he may, but I cannot in my, you know, in my wildest dreams, I cannot imagine that they would ever recast EJ with anybody other than James. And I just think it's better just to leave it alone if you're not going to bring James Scott back. But I can't imagine, and I like Tyler Christopher. When Tyler Christopher is on his game, he is great. But, you know, part of it, too, the issue at General Hospital has always been money with him. When he's left before, you know, it's always been a financial thing. And obviously, when they left Los Angeles to start this other business, you know, it was obviously a huge financial change.
Wait, what business are you talking about, Angel? I don't know about all that.
He and his wife was involved with, I don't know if it was ESPN or Pit Cruise of some sort, but anyway, she's very athletic, sports, and they have one or two children now, and they opened up Pilates studios, health studios, fitness. I know they're opening, I think, in Indiana. They basically went Midwest, and then there's been a lot here written about that they're moving their franchises and opening franchises here in Nashville.
Oh.
Yeah,
cool.
And obviously this area is growing. So I don't know. I mean, you know, that doesn't mean that he couldn't still, you know, appear on days. But honest to goodness, you know, I would see him more as a Kiriakis than I would see him. Yeah, I mean, how you, he can't. He's not going to have a British accent. And I mean, I just don't see.
Well,
I think that would be far from believable.
Yeah, maybe they're just casting him as a completely different character. You never know. I mean,
it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I'm still concerned about Eric Martzoff leaving the show. So, you know.
Really?
You know, I still worry about it. I just think there's still. I don't know that for a fact or anything at all.
And what
else
are they?
Once
Nicole goes, what are they going to do with that character? I just, you know.
I know, and we know he's going to
yeah,
be
I know.
Very ill. He's going to be in the hospital. And I don't know what they're going to do. And I just don't, I don't, you know, when he's moved his entire family, I mean, they were all in LA and now, you know, so yeah, they've moved the entire family to Las Vegas and have opened up one business. And now he's also going to be starring in something at the Flamingo, part time.
He goes to every fan event though. You know, he's always 40 days.
I know he does right now, and they may continue. I'm just saying, you know, those are significant moves when you have small children.
Yeah.
That indicate that, you know, if money is going to be an issue for some of these folks. I don't know. I have no idea. Like I said, I'm just guessing.
I forgot.
I
didn't mention that before, and I forgot that his wife had, or that they had this other, talking about Mark's stuff, right?
Right. I mean, because, you know, I think we're going to have Greg Vaughn back a good bit, and so, you know, and then again, I don't know what, you know, what the plan is, like I said, with Nicole, and I think, yeah, I've only been waiting 10, 15 years for Nicole and Brady and Eric.
I know.
Finally.
And I'll probably get to have it for a week, but but we'll see. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited about Ron. I like I liked most of the stuff that he did on One Life to Live, but I was not, a ride or die viewer of One Life to Live. I watched it for a number of years in the late 70s, early 80s, and then watched it again during different periods. But I think he did a great job. I think I enjoyed almost everything that he did on GH. I think they had just a ridiculous situation with it when they had to change those three characters. That was almost the impossible. So it's hard to hard to judge that. But I think I'm excited that he's coming. I just hope that he comes soon. I hope that they've got more in the bag. We know that Sherry wrote at least 6 episodes. They leave her name in the list of all of the script writers. Every week since then. Yeah, since that first one. And generally, sometimes they'll have somebody plug in and then plug back out again, and they'll be
right.
And it hasn't been that way with Sherry. So I'm hoping that she was kind of doing general consulting over all the script writers, and then specifically wrote 6. And so that's all good news. And of course, I'm excited about Allison Sweeney.
Yeah.
And still quite hopeful that they may bring Will back.
Wow, that would be an interesting thing, since we saw him die, but then wouldn't that be the first time we would have seen a character literally die on screen?
Almost everybody on that show has already died.
I would line up that there are fewer people that have not died and come back than...
I was going to say, undoubtedly, Stefano from the grave is behind the whole plot somehow. But...
I'm excited just like you guys are, and I think I think the Patrick Duffy thing sounds good to me. They said early on that it was someone who was really not associated with the soap opera genre, but the four of them, well, we know it can't be Joan Collins, so Joan Collins didn't appear. You know, she was only on the ABC Dynasty and the Colby and that thing. She's out. So then it's left to the three. They've all been on the show. Donna Mills was on, was on early days. I can't even think what the name of the soap was. But she played with the woman that plays Monica Quatermain on General Hospital. They were in their 20s. I think it may have been that. So they've been on. And then obviously Donna Mills was huge on Night Landing. I don't remember if she was on Dallas. It had to have been a guest appearance, and I don't think that they did that.
Yeah.
But Patrick Duffy, I think so. We've got an awful lot of women in Salem. Not to be me.
I would certainly enjoy a Patrick Duffy story arc for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He has aged well.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Well, so we got lots of interesting things coming up.
It's going on next week.
Flowing again.
Yes.
Maybe next week. I don't know if I'll show him again. Is the new guy Wyatt? Did y'all talk about him?
Let's see, a little bit.
Is that the Sierra? Yeah. The guy who likes Sierra?
I don't know if he's on the up and up or does he really like Sierra, or is he just playing a game with her? I don't know.
I read an interview that says he's not as evil as some people are jumping to conclusions, but he's not perfectly innocent either.
He's kind of like the ground.
He played that, when Hope had her dream, and y'all may have talked about all that. On before, he played Zach when she had her dream.
Oh, that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
But anyway, I think it's just encouraging. Like I said, some of the episodes. Oh, one other quick thing, Tyler Christopher. He played.
Catherine.
Steve Nichols on General Hospital.
That's awesome.
Wow.
they would have good chemistry, the three of them. And then, you know, he
plus
won,
all these
you
different
know,
crossovers.
When Christopher, when Tyler Christopher won the Emmy just 2 years ago, he specifically thanked Stephen Nichols, that, you know, for what
wow.
he did early in his career. So they're
wow.
they're pretty tight. So yeah, there's a lot they can do with him. But so I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But I just don't want it to. I want EJ to come back, but I don't want anybody to come back other than James.
I know
if
you're
come back for a
big
week,
James
Scott
fan. I like him too. Yeah, it's going to be hard to see somebody in that role other than James Scott,
but we don't
you know.
Know
just
that.
Like it would be
we
hard to see Stefano or somebody else as Andre or Tony. So yeah. And the actor.
I don't think they could. Nobody else could do better than Joe Mazzola could than Stefano. You know, there are some people that I just don't think you can replace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But we'll see, I guess.
We'll see.
But thanks for adding me here at the end. I'm sorry I was late.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Glad you called. All right. Well, great.
All right,
well,
so
we've got lots of exciting stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, so we'll see what this week brings on days and what happens.
All right.
See everybody next Saturday then. So
yeah,
thanks
for
calling in, everyone.
Thanks. Thanks, Jen. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Angela. Bye-bye. And Bobby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.